The Defense Department has just released a new set of source selection guidelines that will soon apply to the entire Pentagon acquisition process. DOD says the document represents the first set of uniform procedures for source selection since the Federal Acquisition Regulation was first published in the 1980s. It sets up a standardized rating criteria for vendors, technical and past performance, and requires the use of an independent source selection advisory council for any source selection valued at more than $100 million. The procedures will go into effect in July. Federal News Radio's DOD reporter Jared Serbu talked with Stan Soloway of the Professional Services Council about what these changes will mean for federal contractors. He says the document doesn't appear to break any huge new policy ground, but uniformity, it certainly never hurts.
I don't think that the document itself has a tremendous amount of new policy. What they've done, and I think in concept it makes a lot of sense, is taken the source selection procedures and tried to create a consistent process that will be used across the department with sort of almost a template approach to various different kinds of procurements. I think that's helpful because as in any agency that has multiple elements or multiple components, you often see kind of inconsistent source selection and procurement processes, and consistency is helpful, I think, on both the government side and the industry side. So it's not really a policy as much as it is a guide and process guide, and I think that can be helpful. I think you have to guard against allowing it to become too rigid, and I don't think there's anything in the document that suggests it has to be rigid, but sometimes that's the natural tendency when there's a sort of consistent template process out there. There are a couple of things mentioned in there that are only briefly mentioned that touch on potentially new policy, but at this point they haven't been fleshed out, and so there'll be some further discussion around those.
From a vendor's perspective, how pervasive have those inconsistencies been? Has it been a matter of, oh, the Air Force does this way, the Army does this way, or was it, you know, down to the level of within the Army, this particular activity did things this way, this activity did things this way?
It can be a bit of both across the services and within the services or the defense agencies. Some services handle things like past performance information and so forth differently than others, but even within agencies, within components of the department, we'd see inconsistencies or different interpretations of the same rules, the same policies, or what have you. So it is helpful to have a checklist and have a process that's as consistent as can be, recognizing still that you need to have flexibility in the process to enable you to make sure you're getting to the right answer for the government. And as long as that process doesn't in and of itself create new policy without discussion and more engagement, I think it's very helpful.
So from a PSC perspective, you know, aside from the standardization you talked about, what's the good and bad? Any alarm bells this set off for you?
No alarm bells per se. I think that by and large it looks fairly consistent with current regulation and policy. I don't want to suggest these are huge red flags, but I think a little bit more focus on how to build better engagement and communications with the industry supplier base would have been helpful. There is mention of communications in there, the use of draft RFPs and the use of industry days and so forth, but that I think that's an area that needs even more than the usual attention because it's become such a difficult challenge in recent years, and even prompted the Deputy Secretary to put a memo out last summer reminding everybody how important it is to engage and collaborate with your suppliers. So that would have been an area that might have been helpful to beef up. And then there's some allusions to some pricing policy and so forth that don't in and of themselves necessarily change policy, but maybe just signal that there may be some discussions on some policy around that coming. So we'll keep an eye on that.
I took a quick look through just looking for service contracting stuff. I only noticed a couple things. If I read it right, all source selections for services up to $1 billion have to go up through the Undersecretary for AT&L, and I think $500 million for IT services. Is that a change, really? Or
no, that's actually not new. There's been a peer review process and a senior review process in place for some time now, which requires large services procurements to go through the Undersecretary's office. Typically, it would be Shay Assad's office that would have the responsibility for that. And the $500 million threshold is not particularly new, so that's not dramatic.
And then there's a $100 million threshold, I guess, that creates a source selection advisory council. Is that something new? And that sounds like a low dollar amount, if so.
I think it may be somewhat new in terms of formalizing some processes that people informally have used. But again, I think that having a number of sets of eyes on a significant procurement, because $100 million may seem like a small procurement relative to a major weapon system, but it's still a lot of money. And in the services environment, it's not an insignificant procurement. I think having a multiple sets of eyes and having a good review process is important, as long as you don't get hung up in the process and it causes you to become inefficient in the actual acquisition itself. So I think the challenge is to make sure you have the right kinds of reviews, the right kinds of inputs without getting bogged down.
Well, that was going to be my next question. It, you know, the cover letter on this thing says it's designed to streamline, simplify. That sounds like an outsider as though it may be a new layer of bureaucracy, no?
I wouldn't want to say that at this point until we see how it plays out.
Sure.
I think that everybody recognizes, I think the department, industry, the Hill, everybody recognizes that we need to find ways to make the acquisition process more efficient. And I don't think we can judge at this point whether this document will or will not achieve that. It's clearly an explicitly stated intent of the document. But that's why I said that the review processes that are in place need to be efficient and they need to be quick. There have been some cases where large procurements have gone up for higher level review, and it's taken a little bit of a while to get them through just because of sheer workload, not because it was a lack of emphasis or a lack of priority placed on them. So the key to doing this is not to just look at this process in a vacuum, but to look at it as part of a whole acquisition cycle and making sure that we're moving things quickly with the right kinds of reviews, but without unnecessary delays.
That is Stan Soloway. He is the head of the Professional Services Council, talking to Federal News Radio's DOD reporter, Jared Serber.